Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge introduces incredible stories shared by women across the globe who have experienced the great heights of success and, at times, the agony of defeat. With a vision to impart wisdom and advice on how to tackle barriers and soar to new heights, the show uncovers different perspectives to help you find your inner strength and to power up your own voice so you can excel in life.
Welcome to Women Worldwide. I'm your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. Today's show is focused on women and media, a topic that is definitely near and dear to my heart. I think back when I started this show in 2014, the stats around women in media paled in comparison to men. And I think we're seeing the needle move today. My special guest can certainly weigh in on this topic. Her name is Lindsay Green, and she's the Vice President of Corporate Communications at Bustle. Bustle is an online American women's magazine founded in 2013, and it's a magazine by and for women. Lindsay's going to share her career journey with you, how she found her way to Bustle, and is now a part of a team and a recognizable force in new media. Lindsay, it's great to have you on my show. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes, well, we're excited to have you. And, you know, just want to sort of kick it off with how you got to Bustle, kind of that winding road. Maybe you can just tell us a little bit about your journey to becoming the head of comms.
What a great question. It was a long, winding road.
It usually is, right?
Yeah, but you know, I think that's the best. I mean, I think taking indirect paths gives you so many more perspectives to bring to a job. I often tell people, change your mind a lot, do different things. You know, I've been at Bustle now for, it'll be 3 years in total. It's over 2.5 years now, full time. I was actually a consultant before. They were one of my clients. But I have a long history within digital media. I will say it was completely accidental that I ended up in digital media. It wasn't really what I had expected, but it ended up being a great fit for me. I've been in New York for 14 years. And when I moved here, you know, the blogosphere, early blogging, as it was then, was really just taking off. And a lot of my close friends that I made had websites of their own, were working at, you know, very early stage digital media properties like Gawker and Curbed and places like that. And so I was sort of in this world without really being an employee, or it was just my life. It was my friend group. And a lot of my friends also were very early on in the tech startup world in New York. And so I just sort of was always immersed in it. At the time, I was kind of dabbling with school. I was in and out of school. I was working at restaurants. I was working in hotels. I was really young. I moved here when I was 18. And so I didn't really know where my career was headed, but I wanted to try lots of different things. Ultimately, I ended up in an internship at a fashion house for a designer in New York named Jill Stewart. And I showed up as an intern during Fashion Week, and it was this whirlwind week. I worked really hard. It was a ton of hours. It was a really incredible experience, and I ended up getting a job there. And they had an opening in the PR department. And I had never done PR. I mean, I had never had any formal training. I didn't know what a press release was. I didn't know what to do at all. And I had a really great team there who believed in me, and I just grew really quickly. And because I was close to this digital media world, I was able to offer a new perspective. I didn't have traditional magazine contacts, but I did have contacts in the digital media world. And so I started, you know, inviting them to our show. And that was, you know, 2007, 2008. That was still really new then. And so I was able to sort of parlay that into learning a lot about PR on the job. So that's how I came to PR. I was with Jill for just about 3 years. And then I left and I started my own PR firm. And I started helping companies that some of my friends were starting, digital media companies, young up-and-coming startups. And ultimately, I went to a firm, a great PR firm in New York called SKD Knickerbocker. I helped them build a tech vertical. And that's where I met Brian Goldberg, who is the CEO and founder of Bustle, and Kate Ward, our amazing editor-in-chief, and Lindsay Mannering, our managing editor. I met them all, fell in love with what they were doing. I was first a consultant, and then I came in-house.
That is such a whirlwind story.
It's a whole story. I just realized
it's
like
amazing. No, I love it. You're completely self-taught. You must have really good instincts and writing skills and speaking and just all of these characteristics that come naturally.
You fall down a lot. You learn.
I mean, it must have been death by, fire, almost getting into fashion and fashion week PR. That's just such a crazy, it's probably one of the hardest places to start.
Yeah, but it's also one of the best, because if you can survive that, I think you can survive anything. The toughest people.
Yeah.
The fashion industry, truly. It is hard because it's constant work. I mean, one fashion week ends and another one begins. You're working with creatives and artists, and you're also working with business people. You actually really get to see both sides of an industry like that. Designers are very creative, and the people who are running the labels and the lines and the magazines, they're business people. You have your hands in media. It was a whirlwind, but it was a great place to learn and a really good opportunity. I think that was a really good experience for me to be able to start there and just jump in, jump into the pool. Don't put your feet in, just go for it.
Right. Dive right in. And then when you started your own PR company, did you bring fashion into it? Was that where you wanted to be, or it was more tech?
That kind of happened naturally, actually, because when I really started to do that, it was 2010, I want to say. And there was this boom of e-commerce startups, and fashion tech was really catching on. Because I had been in the fashion industry, those clients kind of found their way to me naturally. There wasn't a lot of publicists doing early stage startup PR that was relatively affordable. And I didn't really set out to start my own firm. It happened, again, just because I was taking on projects freelance while I was waiting for my next thing. I worked with a friend for a little while, and eventually someone kind of said to me, hey, you should really stop writing your information on napkins and get yourself some business cards. So I did that, and I just sort of
That's a good move.
Yeah, thanks to my friends for really keeping my head on straight.
You have some good friends.
Yeah, great.
Right?
So I saw some business cards, and I kind of took my company from there. So I worked with fashion tech companies, and then I also worked with digital media companies. I really worked with interesting, innovative startups of all kind. If you had a good idea, I was interested in hearing about it and possibly finding a way to help you get your message out there.
That's very cool. So what do you think? So you made your way over to Bustle, and what do you think made Bustle take off? I mean, were they already at a point where they were thriving, or did you come in and help them to thrive?
Oh, well,
Lay that out.
They were building it. They were still so young. We launched in 2013. I started consulting with them in 2014, came on full time in 2015. So I feel like I've really been here for a great deal of the rise. But what made Bustle, and now Bustle Digital Group as a whole, we have three sites now.
Cool.
What made this so successful is I think we have the best editorial team in the business. Kate Ward, our editor-in-chief, is just incredible. So much of this is her vision. And we have put in place editors at the top of all of our sites who are amazing millennial women who know the audience. They are the audience. We have had a team that has worked so incredibly hard. You know, we have a great sales team. We have a great, executive team. We just really have that. And that's the thing that I think has really made us. So when I came in to interview, I wasn't sure. I was like, I don't know. Do I want to go in-house? I'm having a great time doing what I'm doing right now. And it was the team that really sold me. I thought these people they're going to be something. You know, they love it. They believe in it. They're passionate about it. And they do incredible work.
Yeah, it comes through in the work. So you mentioned that they're millennial women. Is that who you're trying to attract? Or maybe just let us know who are your readers?
Absolutely. Our readers are millennial women. I mean, we set out to reach millennial women across the spectrum. So, we actually have a millennial mom's site called Romper. A lot of people don't know, the average age of, a first-time mom in America is 26. That's millennial. You know, so millennials are becoming parents. You know, they're not just one type of generation. It's a big generation. And then Bustle, we are the largest independent site for millennial women. And that is really our demographic. That's who we're looking to reach. And we do a really amazing job of that. We have on Bustle, we have over, 50 million unique readers a month. So we're up there and we've got a really devoted, passionate reader base.
What do you think they're looking for from you so that they would be so devoted and, just be consuming your content constantly? What is it about Bustle?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of things. Again, I really give the credit to our editorial team. You know, we are really approachable. We're not an aspirational site. We're not like, be perfect or be this. Mm-hmm. We're always about be yourself, be who you are, like find your way. You know, we're really authentic, and that's such an overused term now. I mean, like, I got to find like a new way to say it. But, when we were saying it,
it should be on that list of words that are overused in PR.
It feels like one of those buzzwords, but that really is the core. We have a connection to our readers. I think one of our real strengths is that our writers are our demographic. They know what they care about. They know the shows they want to watch. They know the stories that are really hitting home. We right now, certainly in the political climate, we have a lot of our readers who are really interested in the issues, things that are going to affect women. We're really building out our news team to give them more of that because it's always been a part of our DNA. We had news from day one. Now is a great opportunity for us to make that just as big as our lifestyle team.
So are you finding millennial women are really keying into healthcare and what's going on politically?
Absolutely.
And the bill passed and now it's going to the Senate? Or are you seeing them thrive for that type of content?
Absolutely. And it's not just that. I mean, I think that millennials are, in general, as a generation, are really interested not just in what's going on in the U.S., but what's going on in the world and how they can help. Some of our best content is content that is revolved around what can you do? There was an earthquake somewhere. How can you help? Those articles, I mean, it really shows the personality and the values of the millennial generation because those are some of our most popular content. And then on the politics side, absolutely, I think right now there's a lot of hunger for content that can explain, here's what this bill means. And also, we have a great ability to bring personal stories to the forefront from people who have experienced them, people who have relied on Planned Parenthood, people who have had different experience, whether that was talking about, the bathroom bill in North Carolina, things like that. And so I think we bring that to the table and we personalize these issues and we also can help them understand, like, here's what happened today and here's what's at stake.
Now, can anybody write for Bustle? Or is there a screening process? How does that work? Like, if you have a passion and you're a writer, because I know there's listeners out there who might be wonderful writers and they're freelancers or maybe they're working, but they still have a passion and want to write for a magazine. Is that something that's possible?
Yes, absolutely. So there is a screening and submission process, but we accept pitches. And you can go to our website, bustle.com, to find out, and you can kind of, on the contact page, you can see how to reach us to actually submit pitches. We really welcome that. We have over 250 part-time contributors all over the country. And we have so many young women who are getting out of journalism school and looking to write their first stories, to people who just want to tell their story. There is a submission process. We do review pitches, and you work with an editor. We have a very large editorial team here that oversees all the work that comes in and a team that helps manage their group of contributors. But we really welcome pitches from, anyone and everyone who might be interested in writing for Bustle.
Excellent. And, I'm just curious, so what do you love the most about your job? And then maybe on the flip side, what do you think is the toughest part of what you do?
What do I love the most? There's so much. My job feels like playtime to me.
Playtime, I love it.
Yeah, sometimes it gets real dicey and you're just like, why do I do this to myself? Because PR is hard. I mean, in PR, you don't really ever get to have good days. Because as soon as some good happens, something else is going off the rails. And I wear a lot of hats here. So while I'm doing PR and I'm telling stories, I also am helping with developing what our brand message is. I'm working on our sponsorships, our like real-time events, live event, like you name it. I've got my hands in it if it's anything Bustle Digital Group related. So there's a lot of things, but because there's so many things I do, I get to just brainstorm a lot and sit in editorial meetings, and that is fun. That feels like play to me, like letting your brain get really creative. And we're really nimble. We're a team that can move quickly. So if we have an idea here, we get to go for it. You know, we came up with an idea the day after the election, and we said we want to do something to, you know, help get people involved who may feel a little bit marginalized right now. And, you know, our executive team said, go for it, run with it. We did a live event in Washington, D.C. We planned it in like 8 weeks.
And no
we
did way. Wow.
Day. Michael Moore was the keynote. We had Congressman
awesome.
Barbara Lee. We, you know, like Ashley Judd was there. And we did all these amazing panels with not just liberals, but also we had Evan McMullen. We had Democrats. We had independents. And we did this, you know, whole session about if you want to run for office, here's how you can do it. If you want
so
to
wait,
office,
was Evan McMullen the independent presidential
candidate for president? And he was on a panel, you know, next to Christine Quinn, who's amazing. And it was really fun to see all these different backgrounds and voices in the room, helping people who might want to get involved get involved. And that was something we just came up with, you know, off the bat because we were passionate about it. And we're a team that is nimble and can make it happen. And that's fun. In terms of what I don't love, I mean, there's any job has things you don't like. Sometimes, you know, you're fending off emails and I don't know. Like there's a million little things in the media industry world that can sometimes feel a little bit tough. But there's nothing that I really don't love about what I do here.
No, it sounds like you really love it. I mean, you know, if you're in PR, you're in communications, there's always going to be things that pop up and you just kind of work through it. But if you have so much creativity and energy and passion and the ability to get things done and have fun, well, phew, that
you're
is
a job where you have to love and really appreciate the times where, you know, things are going great and you're having fun and it's all well. And you have to also kind of love a crisis. I mean, you have to be really unafraid of any kind of adversity that comes your way, because it happens with no matter what you're doing, no matter what company you are. And media now is obviously, you know, a little bit under the microscope, you know, from the New York Times to anybody right now. So it's a hot topic. And so you have to kind of be ready for that too, I think.
Absolutely. So Lindsay, I'm just going to ask you to hold your thoughts for now. We're going to take a super quick break, give some love to our sponsor. And when we get back, Lindsay will share her, maybe some thoughts about social media and the cool things that you guys are doing on different platforms.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. Segment 2 is coming right up.
Creating brand loyalty requires a unique blend of strategic communication and innovative technology. Pure Performance Communications works with businesses to move their audiences from awareness to action and impact by offering a digital marketing roadmap. Let us help you foster deeper engagement and forge stronger relationships along the way. Visit us at pureperformancecom.com. That's pureperformancecom with 2 M's.com.
Now, back to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge.
I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. Welcome back to the show. Lindsay Green, Vice President at Bustle, was sharing her career journey and the ways that Bustle is reaching audience through some really good content. So, Lindsay, we left off and I was just about to ask you about social media and Bustle and what you guys are doing. So are you out there through social media, and maybe share what you're doing on some of those platforms?
Absolutely. Social media is really paramount to what we do. You know, our readers are on mobile. You know, a big chunk of our traffic comes from our readers who are on their phone checking in, reading. We have an amazing app. You should download it. It's the Bustle app. It'll keep you really updated on the news and current events and also anything else you want to know about. So one of the things I think that we do probably better than anyone else is Instagram. and Instagram stories. We have an incredible social media team here, and it's run by a woman named Haley Saltzman. She's been with us, I mean, really since the beginning, and she and her team are incredible. And what we really do on Instagram is we have a real knack for doing these incredible memes. We do our own artwork and illustration. We have a great design team here. We've, you know, really built out the humor side of that, just being something shareable, fun, in our voice, very much in the image of Bustle. And then we were really early to Instagram stories. When they launched that feature, you know, we were among the first group of publishers to really publish Instagram stories series. We had a series up within, you know, 48 hours of the feature being available. We had a little
video. Cool.
And then that has really grown for us. And that's actually something that now we work with brands on, because we really are an authority in that space. And, you know, we have over a million followers on Bustle's Instagram. And for us, it's where our audience really is. And so we've invested there, and it's really fun. People should check it out. It's a great follow.
So do you find that through Instagram you're getting more people over to the magazine to visit the site, to download content?
You do see that, but I think for us really it's about the brand and people
the awareness
coming to us. They go to Instagram for something different. Certainly on Facebook, obviously, we see traffic coming in from there, and we have a big following on Facebook as well, and we'll share, you know, our top stories and stories that we think are really great and important. And we, you know, we see traffic come in from there, obviously. With Instagram, it's a mix of things you're looking for. You want people to be really aware of you. You want them to enjoy your content. And then certainly with our stories, we do see a lot of engagement there. And now, you know, we're doing things where you can swipe up and shop for things. You can swipe up and like enter for things. You can leave us feedback. We do beauty tutorials. So we actually see a lot of engagement that we want some of that to stay within the app. And then it's great also when that turns into additional traffic.
Excellent. Now, I mean, it sounds like there's been a lot of success at Bustle, and you guys have grown. Have there been any big challenges, you know, at work or anything that you want to share, and maybe how you were able to overcome those challenges?
I'm a publicist. I'll never share a challenge with you. No, I really think the biggest thing for us has been, you know, we've grown quickly. We've moved offices twice. We're moving again in June to a much more beautiful space. We just bought a company, another website called Elite Daily. And so, you know, it is a challenge when you are integrating a new team into your team. It's, you know, they're an incredible team. It's going really well. But I think growth at any point when you are a young, small company and it was four editors in a living room in Brooklyn to now we're over 200 people in a couple of years.
I didn't realize you were that many people.
Yeah. That is always presents its own unique set of challenges, but every company goes through that. So I don't think we've really faced anything particularly unique.
Yeah. I mean, growth is just a challenge in general.
Yeah, because, and it happens to companies that are just starting, and it happens to companies that are hundreds of years old. I mean, you grow, you change, it shifts. And so I think that, you know, for us, we've been able to keep a really fun, great atmosphere that, you know, people really enjoy working here. We don't have a high turnover rate. We're really proud of that. But that comes from really hard work from our team, certainly as you continue to grow and you see more and more team members and new departments and getting structure in place where there wasn't structure before. There's always those little things internally that you're doing to make sure that everything is in working order to bring the best content you can to your readers.
Sounds like you also have a strong culture where you know, it's super passionate and people are working together, because when you don't have that, you might not experience the growth as quickly or be able to take advantage.
Yeah, a lot of collaboration, which is one of the things people really like here. You know, our editors, our sales team, everyone here, they're friends. They hang out outside of work. I love seeing that. I mean, like, as a boss, you know, you're like, oh, my, like, the team, they're hanging out. This is great. You know, like, they everyone really enjoys each other. We do events. We do, like, events for the whole team. You know, it's really fun. It's great. I think the collaboration aspect between the departments is something in particular that people really enjoy.
Well, you know, it sounds like you all really like each other, because sometimes you find companies where you only like each other when you're there because you have to. But choosing to actually socialize outside of the company really speaks to your culture and how much you get along.
One of our strongest things is just, you know, the Bustle Digital Group culture and what we've worked to build here. And I think we're really proud of that.
Excellent. So how much of your day is online versus offline? And can you ever be detached from technology?
No, I don't particularly want to be. I love those people who are like, I want to be less connected. I'm like, I don't. I would like to be more connected. I would like knowing that I can work from anywhere if I want.
Right.
I like knowing that the option is there. But, you know, most of my day is spent in some kind of combination of both. I am in a lot of meetings. I am, you know, going out and, you know, meeting writers and, you know, doing the PR things. I'm also sitting in business meetings, editorial meetings, and strategy meetings. And I've got my phone in my hand and my computer in front of me, and I'm also there in person. So it's always in some kind of combination of both. But I don't have a particular desire to, you know, unplug. At a certain point at night, I will stop answering emails usually, but it doesn't bother me because I feel like if I need to go out of town, I can work from somewhere out of town. That's the flexibility of the internet. It's like a blessing and a curse.
Right. I mean, it seems that technology and what you do, I mean, it's part of media and the experience. So you can't really fully detach, although it's nice to know that you can have it anywhere and be offline for your meetings and jump back online as well. It is a blessing and a curse. I find myself saying sometimes that I need to step away. I'm going to step away. But then when I do step away, it only takes a little bit of time. And then I say, oh, I want to go back online.
My favorite thing to do is I'll go to the gym and, like, you know, the phone is in the locker, or I go to this, like, very cheap, somewhat dodgy Russian spa, and you have to put your phone, like, in a lockbox behind the desk. And that phone doesn't even get service in that box. So you're not for a few hours. And then you get out, and you're like, all right, I'm ready to check all these messages that I've
been. Yeah, now I'm ready.
I'm cool.
It doesn't take that long to sort of, I don't know, feel rejuvenated, I guess. Yeah. Like a lot of folks talk about you have to step away, re-energize, and I do in many, many different ways. But I don't know, sometimes technology makes me feel energized too. So I guess that's a good thing. You know, before when we were chatting, you had mentioned that you sort of, I think you said you came to New York when you were 18, you tried all different things, you were finding your way. And I just wondered, at any point in your career, did you have a mentor or was somebody there to really show you the ropes and help you along and answer your questions?
That's a good question. I think I've had mentors in many different forms. Certainly, my father is a big mentor to me. He's a business, you know, expert. You know, he ran businesses his whole life and was very successful. So that was someone I leaned on a lot for advice when I was actually entering the business world. You know, the team at Jill Stewart and certainly the team at SKD Knickerbocker, the PR firm I eventually went to work for. Many of these people are still in my life, and many of them have, you know, played a role in helping me get to where I am. And I do think mentors are important, but I think also they can come in many different forms, and you can have one mentor for one time in your career and another for another time in your career. And I think it can kind of shape shift in that way. And so I found along the way just a lot of people that I genuinely liked. I trusted their advice. I asked them questions. But really, I think part of mentorship is just being someone who can observe. If you can observe good people at work and good people who are good at their jobs and, like, just pay attention to what they do, you're going to learn a lot that way too.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, there is learning wherever you go if you're open to it. Mentors are definitely a source of learning. What's your favorite way to learn? And can you share some of your learning resources?
My favorite way to learn is really just by doing, I think. Find something you like and go for it. My favorite learning resources in terms of just, I actually think my favorite learning resources are good, strong networks. Mm-hmm. You know, I belong to a group called The List, and it's Women in Tech and Women in Media. And they're such a great resource, and it's just all these incredibly smart women, and you can, you know, you email the group a question and someone's always got a great answer. And so I think finding little niche groups or mailing lists or your own network and being able to just feel free to ask questions, I think that's my favorite way to learn things. And I often find like the most efficient way to learn things. I think that also curiosity online is great. You know, follow things on Twitter you wouldn't normally. Dive into things that you're interested in that are not related to your work. I think that all like just opens your brain up a bit more, and I think be more than one track, you know, do lots of different things. So, but I really think that like groups and networks, particularly for me as a woman, and you know, talking about women in media, women in tech, those have been just really awesome resources for me and great ways to learn.
Do you like personal in-person networking, or it doesn't matter, you know, technology groups where you can be online, be in a forum, be in a social media community, that's just fine?
I think it's fine to be online. I mean, for me, sometimes it's easier because I have a pretty crazy schedule with just my PR obligations, but networking is part of the job. I think in-person is great, but not everyone is cut out for in-person. I think we put a lot of emphasis on in-person networking, and you know what? It's hard. It's kind of scary, and if you're a little bit shy, you kind of need the buddy system. Mm-hmm. You need to go with someone who's really good at networking, not just someone you'll sit in the corner and, like, talk to all night. Go with someone who's, like, really good at, like, working a room if you're nervous about in-person networking. I think that's a skill.
Yeah, that's a really good suggestion. So maybe with everything that you've learned on your journey, if you could go back and give yourself some advice, what would you say to yourself knowing what you know now?
I'd say there's still so much to learn. Hmm. I mean, I think the best advice that I can give people, I said it at the top of the interview, is to keep changing your mind a lot. And just, you know, be open and be flexible and don't set your mind on one thing and just go for it. I don't always think that that's how you end up where you're supposed to end up. I think flexibility is really important. I think I would tell myself, be patient and keep learning. And, you know, I just think that the best advice is to listen to yourself. And if you want to try something, try something. And if you don't. And, you know, keep moving forward. And sometimes rejection is the best thing that can happen to you. And sometimes challenges are great. You learn more from a bad boss sometimes than you do from a good one. So I think always absorb the information and be flexible.
What have you learned from rejection? Is there anything that stands out in your mind?
I think I've learned that this is corny. I mean, all things happen for a reason. Or get better at what you're doing. And for me, I was a competitive athlete, so I tend to lean towards the get better at what you're doing. If it's something you still want and you're upset, find a way to get in, do another path, learn another skill, figure it out, you know, keep going for it, and use it as a challenge. I mean, I love a challenge. I love to prove people wrong. That's one of my favorite things to do. So if you can take that mentality, then rejection is only going to hurt you a tiny bit, and then you're going to move on, and you're going to, like, find a way to make it happen for yourself.
Well, I can see why you love PR, because yeah. Rejection is such a big part of it. You know, you just kind of got to roll with it and let it bounce off you. Don't take it personally. Just know you're going to keep going and get better.
So. And it's okay to take things personally. I mean, I love Bustle so much that there are times where, you know, it is personal to me. I love this company. Yeah. I'm like, you know, sometimes I just want to be like, you know, you just want everyone to love what you're doing. And it's great. We have so many fans. We have so many readers. And I think we have so much love in the industry. And we've worked, you know, really hard to build something great. And so it's okay to take it personally. When someone doesn't write a story about us, I'm like, well, why don't you want to write this story? It's fine. It's okay. And so you can take things a little personally. That means you're passionate, but you can't let it hold you back. You know, right. You can't let that define you. You have to say, okay, this is useful information. Feedback is valuable. I'll do better next time.
Well, certainly feel the love and the good vibes coming off of you when you talk about Bustle. All right, well, last question, super easy. Where can listeners find out more about you and Bustle?
You can go to any of our websites. You can go to bustle.com and read our content there. You can go to romper.com, our millennial mom site, and Elite Daily, our newest member of the Bustle Digital Group family. If you want to find out more about Bustle as a company, you can go to bustle.company. It'll take you to our corporate page. You can find out information about if you're interested in advertising with us or jobs. You know, we are hiring. Come work for us. We're a great place. You can find out more there. And you can follow us on all the social media platforms. You can find us there. And you can find me on the internet as well. Although I'm not talking about PR, I'm usually talking about sports.
No, so, that's cool.
So that's
another passion.
Yeah, I don't want to disappoint anybody. If you're following me for PR advice, you're going to get a lot of like cat gifts and sports.
Well, we appreciate your honesty on that one. Lindsay, thank you for coming on the show and for sharing your career journey. You know, we really appreciate all of your insights and advice.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
And I'd like to thank all of you for tuning into Women Worldwide. Until our next episode, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.